Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome. This is That's the Bottom Line with your hosts Todd Hickman and Gene Vallarani. Welcome our News Talk 560 AM KLVI streaming radio listeners at KLVI.com, at SaveMyRetirement.com, and on the iHeartMedia app. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Todd Hickman.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Gene Vallarani.
Gene and I are both registered financial consultants with Asset Growth Associates, located here in our Beaumont, Texas offices. The tax group launches a campaign against Biden's attack on retirement plans and the middle class. Gene, I guess they, you know, these politicians, remember they came after it one time before, they're going to continue to come after it. There's $47 trillion there. In their demented, depraved minds, they think that that money exists only because they allow it to exist.
That's right, Todd. Also, among our topics this morning, we're going to talk about Biden's open door, come as you are party for illegals, and why this ordains him as the super spreader in chief and as a hypocrite, too, for espousing his COVID shot demands for Americans only while exempting illegals. Plus, we'll share more of what can be expected in economics, politics, asset protection plans, and more financial news and commentary on today's edition of That's the Bottom Line with Todd Hickman. And again, yours truly, Gene Vallarani.
Now, when we're not on the radio, we're busy at our company, Asset Growth Associates. Asset Growth Associates offers professional tax advisory, preparation, and financial planning services for business and individuals. Give us a call at our Beaumont, Texas office at 409-840-6900. You can also reach us at our Houston office at 713-623-1287 or at our Dallas, Texas office at 214-227-7736 or one number to rule them all, 1-866-728-3697. Easy way to remember that is 1-866-SAVE-MY-RETIREMENT. Remember, as always, you can visit our website at SaveMyRetirement.com. And while you're there, you should find out what your risk number is for free by clicking the link on the front page. This will give you a number between 1 and 99, and we can compare that to your current portfolio. We can show you, ladies and gentlemen, what your portfolio will look like if there's another 2008 downturn in the market. We can stress test the heck out of your portfolio and then help you protect your portfolio. Also, while you're at our website, you can sign up for our free newsletter where you can receive tax and investment tips. So please, ladies and gentlemen, visit us today at SaveMyRetirement.com.
Today's dirty little secret exposes our top generals on how they're destroying the cohesiveness of the U.S. military services and why this endangers the United States. And today's solution segment solves for what becomes necessary to preserve a nest egg from the political stress being caused by Washington Democrats these days. I'd like to open this morning's report with a few comments about the continuing hypocrisy of the Biden administration demanding COVID inoculations for American citizens versus no requirements for illegals. You know, Biden's open door, come as you are party for illegal migrants currently invading our country needs to be stopped. We have some thoughts about this and some other items that stink of hypocrisy to high heaven. And for one, I'm sick and tired of listening to Biden's admonitions toward Americans and his lecturing about COVID shots, booster shots, and wearing masks, while at the same time continuing to be the super spreader in chief when it comes to allowing non-vaccinated illegals to keep invading the USA. I want to know why we Americans allow this Democrat-endorsed health hazard to continue unabated by allowing migrants to enter the country illegally without shots while attempting to criminalize Americans who prefer not to get shots. Why the double standard, ladies and gentlemen? Biden and his henchmen intend to destroy the United States as we know it and turn it into something no better than a third world country. The Biden crime family is literally encouraging the occupation of the United States by foreign entities and paying them to do it with American tax dollars. This isn't politics. It's really a betrayal of the American people and an unnecessary surrender of our country to foreign nationals and paying for it, as I said, with our own tax dollars. This is criminal behavior. At the very least, this is criminal behavior and could likely be treason against the United States. It's really a takeover of the United States government by a communist plot. And also, when I think back to January 6th, which Democrats like AOC, Nancy Pelosi, and Charles Schumer call an insurrection, and compare that, if you compare that to the burning cities of 2020 by Black Lives Matter and other domestic terrorist groups, I ask you, which of these two events was the real insurrection? The summer of 2020 or January 6th? The Biden administration has surrendered the country to terrorism at home and to shame abroad in Afghanistan. And then, if this wasn't bad enough, has also looked up and thrown away the key for some angry Americans who entered the Capitol building in D.C. on January the 6th. They went there to redress their grievances with regard to the questionable outcome of how votes for the 2020 presidential election were cast and counted. Now, which of these two events really was an insurrection? Couple this with military personnel like General Milley colluding with communist Red China behind former President Trump's back and getting away with it, while a loyal person such as Marine Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Schiller, who was held in the brig, he was finally released from that brig, but is still awaiting a court-martial for what? For questioning what may amount to disobeying an unlawful order to begin with. And so then ask yourself, who would really be the one or should be the one behind bars awaiting trial? The real tragedy is how most of the news media fails to continue calling this out. And sadly, it seems as if the patriotic Americans who love freedom and liberty are the ones in the crosshairs of the enemy within. Listen to me. The Bill of Rights are on the gambling table awaiting to be taken away by American communists or retained by we freedom-loving Americans. Which will it be? Which will it be, ladies and gentlemen? Freedom and liberty or communism and tyranny? Those are the stakes, and we should never be willing to lose them in a game of chance because they're worth much more to us than that.
Hmm. Everything is on the table. Taiwan's on the table.
Right.
Just think what that's going to mean, ladies and gentlemen, to the chip market. If you're an investor, if you're...
U.S. Special Forces and U.S. Marines are operating in Taiwan to train forces about potential invasion from communist China.
Well, just, you know, if you don't care about the Taiwanese, if you just care about investments, just think that what that's going to do to the potentially going to do to the chip market. Think that's what it's going to do to many things. Biden, it was just found out that John Kerry said Biden knew nothing about the submarine deal.
I wonder.
Biden probably doesn't even know that China's going to, you know, sent 70 some odd jets in 24 hours into Taiwanese airspace. He probably doesn't know. He's probably on his second helping of Ben and Jerry's.
He probably doesn't know that U.S. Marines have landed in Taiwan.
He probably, Gene, you probably shouldn't say anything, because if he knew that, he'd probably tell him to come home.
Uh-huh. I think you're right.
Well, we are in a mess.
We certainly are in a mess, ladies and gentlemen, and it just seems like it never wants to go away. Now, if you are a concerned parent, over what your children are being taught in public schools, you may be a domestic terrorist, according to the U.S. Justice Department.
No.
Attorney General Merrick Garland has ordered the FBI, at the behest of the National School Board Association, to begin investigating parents who are concerned about what their children are being taught in public schools and will consider such parents as domestic terrorists. I'm not kidding, ladies and gentlemen. Communism is moving into classrooms to indoctrinate young minds. And any parent who objects may soon begin being investigated by the FBI as a domestic terrorist, courtesy of the Biden administration. Our listeners may or may not be aware that in many communities across the country, parents have been showing up at local school board meetings worried about the school's indoctrination of their children with anti-American and the proliferation of the so-called woke culture, which in essence allegedly fills their young minds with a communist agenda. The school boards are elected by voters, we know that, and paid with local taxes. Now the U.S. Justice Department will not clarify exactly what they're investigating the parents for, only that parents who complain about curriculum may be investigated or be possibly domestic terrorists. Now, you put that in your pipe and smoke it.
You know, in Scooby-Doo, when you used to watch Scooby-Doo cartoons, and at the end, Fred would pull the mask off, and they'd go, "Oh, old man Jenkins!" You know, he was the villain, and, you know, it was always a fake monster. Well, this Frances Haugen, the part of Facebook with the quote-unquote Facebook whistleblower,
yes,
she was part of the Facebook team that censored the Hunter Biden laptop story. And what she is she's a plant. She's a plant to get Facebook and all social media to even more censor conservatives. Hate speech. I mean, you know, Fred should take her mask off. It'd be Mark Zuckerberg underneath her mask.
Exactly.
All right. Todd Hickman, along with Gene Valerini, will be back after this. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Todd Hickman, along with Gene Valerini. We appreciate you listening each and every weekend, where we bring delays and grace, financial news, and political commentary. First, if you haven't filed your income taxes yet, or if you haven't filed in a few years, or if you owe the IRS $5,000 or more, don't call an unknown 800 number. Instead, meet personally with us to review your IRS problem. And if you want to pay the IRS nothing or less than you owe, we can set up a fresh start agreement with the IRS. We can help. Give us a call at our Beaumont, Texas office at 409-840-6900. And one of us will be happy to meet with you personally to discuss your personal situation. Again, that's 840-6900 or toll-free 1-866-728-3697. Find out more at SaveMyRetirement.com. Gene, the Taxpayer Protection Alliance, the TPA, has launched a campaign against President Joe Biden's attack against retirement plans. They did so this past Wednesday. The TPA launched Don't Touch My IRA campaign to protect Americans' traditional Roth individual retirement plans, IRAs, from Biden's $3.5 trillion Build Back Better Act attack on retirement plans. The Taxpayer Protection Group said that the proposal would jeopardize millions of Americans' retirement. The TPA President David Williams said in a statement this past Wednesday, Joe Biden's IRA plan is an attack on the savings and retirement plans of millions of Main Street Americans. Biden's plan will eviscerate IRA retirement saving system, that millions of Americans have relied on and invested heavily in. This proposal is fundamentally unfair and should be rejected. Any changes to the IRA system will jeopardize trust in the financial system and make life more difficult for average savers and investors. Current IRA plans promise retirement security for people who work hard and save money. If this disastrous plan succeeds, it will change the rules in the middle of the game and threaten the long-term savings of millions of Americans and small businesses. The House Democrats' proposal would bar IRAs from holding certain private investments usually reserved for the wealthy, otherwise known as an accredited investor. Those in favor of the change believe it would prevent wealthy Americans from evading taxes, while those against it think it could hit ordinary Americans. Exactly. Americans who make over $200,000 a year annually or have $1 million in net worth qualify for accredited investor status. This status lets Americans invest in private equity, hedge funds, and venture capital and other funds that are not publicly traded on stock markets. Ed Slott, you know, Gene, you and I have interviewed Ed Slott, an accountant and IRA expert, said the Democrat proposal could harm many middle-class Americans. It's like a fisherman's net, Slott said. The net picks up a lot of small fish that are unintended targets. Further complicating matters, the income and asset threshold for accredited investor status has not changed since the 1980s, meaning that 13% of households qualify for this status. Biden's plan will hurt middle-income IRAs held by families and millennials with more audits, higher penalties, and disincentives to save. These changes will only lead to an increasingly insecure retirement for hardworking Americans. Democrats should be protecting the middle class, not destroying it, or not destroying a proven way of saving for the future. But, oh, the middle class has betrayed the Democrats. That's just like in the Build Back Better program, Gene. You know, the funding that Donald Trump put in his budget to fund historically black colleges, the Democrats are taking it out. If you betray the Democrats, your funding goes bye-bye. If you don't vote for the Democrats, you're in their crosshairs. Middle class, you're in their crosshairs. Historically black colleges, you're in their crosshairs. You don't play along to get along, you are a target. The Democrats, ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats cannot help themselves. $43 trillion in IRAs, 401ks, and corporate pension plans, in their twisted, demented minds, this money wouldn't exist without their legislation, and therefore they have every right to raid it as they see fit.
Todd, I remember whenever they were first toying with this notion, they were talking about not giving you pre-tax on your 401k contributions. And if you wanted it to be not to pay current income tax on it, that you would have to then reclaim it when you filed your tax return for that particular year. So they're playing around with ways to take your money, ladies and gentlemen, and they're going to find a way.
They are taxing and taxing and taxing and taxing. And you, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't figured it out yet, you are livestock.
That's what I said, Todd. They want the country of the haves and the have-nots. They want to get rid of the middle class.
And they want to be the ones to mediate it all.
Right.
They want to control it all.
They'll give you your nickel to go buy a candy bar on Saturday.
Now, I'm sure if historically black colleges all got behind the Democrat Party, that would be fixed.
Sure.
I'm sure if the middle class all decided to support Democrats, that would be fixed. That's how it works.
So then what does that make you if you're selling your freedom for nickels and dimes? Stop and think about it. What does that make you?
For sale.
Yeah. Makes you for sale. Makes you something else, too. Now, are we to believe that Biden's tax and spend America into oblivion plan is going to be defeated by two moderate Democrat senators, Joe Biden of West Virginia and Kirsten Sinema of Arizona?
You mean Joe Manchin, not Joe Biden.
What did I say? Joe Biden.
Yes.
I'm used to saying Joe Biden. Thank you for that correction.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, anyhow, Pelosi, Schumer, and the progressives want this passage of massive tax increases and funding for their scheme to find ways to do away with free and fair elections and the elimination of oil, natural gas, and coal to be replaced by windmills and solar panels. At the moment, they're stymied, but this doesn't mean they won't try to find a way. Biden doesn't know what he's doing, and those telling him what to do are committed to destroying the United States as we know it. So do you think Manchin and Sinema alone can hold this off?
No.
I don't either.
No, they're already telling... There's already, you know, how all these academics who want to destroy the United States as well. They're saying you've got to go around the parliamentarian, you know, the parliamentarian that's keeping certain things
sure.
out of certain types of, and you know, the parliamentarian is there to make sure the rules are followed. And rules only are for you know, all animals are created equal, but some are equal than others.
That's right. And it's being reported more and more waves of illegal immigrants are marching through the jungles of Central America into Mexico on to their final destination here in the United States. Listen, Texas alone is attempting to slow the invasion by using Texas law enforcement and now have added in the Texas National Guard to also slow the invasion. Additionally, Texas has begun continuing the erection of the border wall begun by Trump, but ended by the Biden administration. Texas is actually continuing the wall. The Texas wall is being paid for partially with donated funds and on land where it does not conflict with federal land or private property. When illegals are apprehended by Texas authorities, they're often charged with trespassing and other crimes where applicable. Of course, this is at odds with the Biden administration, which does have the authority to nationalize the Texas National Guard and put it under federal control. Now, if that happens, then what, Todd? What happens if you've got the Texas National Guard versus the state police?
I guess you go to the local sheriff, who, according to the Constitution, is the highest law enforcement official in the county, and you get the sheriff to deal with it. And the sheriff goes, "I'm going to throw all of you in jail if you don't cut this out." That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer according to the U.S. Constitution where you live.
Interesting speculation.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I guess we got to go to the sheriff too now. If you're a concerned parent, you don't want to get in trouble. If you're at the school board, you better go talk to the sheriff. Make sure they protect your constitutional right to free speech. The U.S. Supreme Court is, I'm so glad that this guy is not a Supreme Court justice.
Merrick Garland.
Yeah. All right, back after this. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Todd Hickman. Now here's Gene Valerani with today's Dirty Little Secret.
Each day, it's becoming more clear how politicized the top brass of the United States military has become. And before you know it, every U.S. military outfit will be appointing a political officer like communist countries do. You know, it's very frightening when we hear generals like Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, suggest more military officers need to be more woke. Now, instead of the U.S. military training personnel to fight and win battles, they're receiving diversity training. Trust me when I tell you that while we Americans have different skin colors, we all bleed red blood. Ladies and gentlemen, we have ineffective people running the federal government, and it has been leaking into the top brass of the U.S. military. Unit cohesion and esprit de corps is what wins battles, certainly not diversity training. The biggest threat America is facing at the moment is coming from within, and if we allow the communists now running the Democrat Party in Washington, D.C. to succeed, our military may lack the cohesiveness necessary the next time they encounter a foreign enemy on some future battlefield. There's nothing wrong with the rank and file. Nothing wrong with the members of the U.S. military or our field grade officers, you know, the ones that actually fight. But the top brass, that's a different story now, because the obvious politicalization of the top brass is happening. For all intents and purposes, Joe Biden is not fit for duty as commander-in-chief, much less as president of the United States, based on a number of factors, not the least of which is whether or not his presidential victory was legitimate or not. You know, when Americans have gone to war in the past, it was always to preserve freedom and liberty, never for some far-fetched, irredeemable cause in defense of political tyranny. or conquest. We don't do that in the United States. So what's happening in the USA these days under the Democrat Party and the Biden administration is a threat to liberty and freedom, and to say the least, is totally un-American. The Biden administration and the Democrat Party is seeking to fundamentally change America and continue Barack Obama's plan to transition freedom into socialism. The Communist Party of the 1950s has managed to infiltrate the Democrat Party and is using it as a means to an end to finish what Obama started to dismantle America's free enterprise system and eliminate America's middle class so as to turn the country into a society of the haves and the have-nots. Which would you rather be, a have or a have-not? Think about it. You're going to be a have-nots, what you're going to be, because if you let them get away with it, they want to destroy America's middle class. This is also why the Biden administration and the Democrats have thrown open the southern border to an invasion of uneducated, illegal immigrants. As I recently told you, if you listen to this show, these poor souls are being used as human chattel and to be the human replacement parts for we Americans who stand for freedom and liberty. Biden and his handlers have no room for God-fearing, hard-working people devoted to freedom and liberty. These types of people, you know, if you believe in freedom and liberty, you just stand in their way, and they're going to attempt to carry out their plan to fundamentally change and transform America, and you're just in the way. They have to get rid of us and replace us with a dumbed-down class of uneducated workers who are easier to manipulate and control. This is the challenge we Americans now face. It's not Russia or even China. It's the political class in Washington, D.C., as much as any foreign entity that seeks to destroy us. Maybe the good Lord has given us a taste of what it's like when we turn our backs on him, and he's doing this to wake us up. Who knows? But always remember, God helps those who help themselves when they're doing the right thing. Got to be doing the right thing, ladies and gentlemen, if you want God's help. And we are being exposed. Those of you that are upset about what's going on in the United States right now, better serve as a wake-up call, because if you just sit around fat, dumb, and happy, you know, you better pay attention. Don't let them steal this country from you, because that's what they're doing. And they cinch by the inch. Only this time, they're grabbing by the mile. Right?
It's extremely frustrating. It's extremely frustrating to watch what's going on. Now, we have 60,000 Haitians heading for the southern border. Come on in. Come on in. And they all of the border agents are forced to go to these centers that are just processing centers for this mass influx of humanity, thereby leading vast swaths of the border open for the cartels to take advantage of. You want more fentanyl? You want more drugs? You want more whatever? Well, this is being facilitated by the open borders.
I seen on television last week where the cartels have armed guards escorting them, caravans of the drug dealers across the river.
That's because they're on the payroll.
That's right. You know, I would like everyone listening to me today to ask yourself this question. Why is Biden and his Democrat henchmen not requiring the illegals they're populating the country with to receive COVID shots, yet continue to chastise Americans who, by their own free will and accord, decline being inoculated? Biden is aiding and abetting a super spreader disease event by allowing the illegals to enter and travel freely about the country while ignoring the plight of those people who, for their own reasons as free Americans, choose not to receive the shots, the COVID shots. Now, many of whom are being fired right now by their employers or otherwise being treated as second-class citizens with actually less freedom than those who are entering the country illegally.
I don't understand that. And I don't understand why the press isn't just going after them over this. Because
they're the propaganda machine for the Democrat Party. That's your news media, ladies and gentlemen. Right. You can't believe what they put in the papers these days or say on television.
Unbelievable. So this here's you know, you've heard the word, you know, the where's Waldo? Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Well, where is Pete? You know, Pete? Remember Pete, the guy that was running for president? Pete Buttigieg?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's responsible for all those ships that are parked offshore, one of which caused an oil spill out in California. One of their anchors hit one of the pipelines and caused a spill. Where is Pete? He's supposed to be overseeing all this influx of transportation, all this influx of cargo coming in. I have a question. How come they haven't enlisted, since they can't find people to go and unload these ships, they don't have the manpower to do so, why haven't they implemented the National Guard to go and unload these ships, if it's that important to the safety and security of the United States? What's going on there?
That's a good question. Well, I think they want chaos, Todd. I think they have organized, they want organized chaos for the simple reason that they're wanting to make the American people have less and then succumb in the hope that they'll be handed something for free.
They want to hammer the middle class as hard as they possibly can.
If you work hard for a living, ladies and gentlemen, you're the enemy. They want you poor and impoverished and a beggar.
Because beggars take what they get.
Got it. That's it. That's the whole plan. That's it. I'm telling you right now. It's not hard to figure it out.
Back after this. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Todd Hickman along with Gene Vallarani. We appreciate you listening each and every weekend. There's Gene with today's solution.
Write this number down. 1-866-728-3697. That's 1-866-728-3697. This is the number to call to save your nest egg from a fickle stock market and an uncontrolled, tax-heavy federal government intent on taking your money and squandering it. Since the Biden crime family is now in control of the federal government, it wants more of what you earn and is overly eager to curtail your freedom and future opportunities. But at Asset Growth Associates, we offer planning strategies which both preserve and grow nest eggs without exposing them to financial losses caused by a fickle stock market. Plans which do not lose money during a downturn on Wall Street, which, however, keeps earning gains and growing when the financial markets are on an upswing. When the market's good, you make money, and you get to keep the money when everything else is going south. Once credited, gains remain with the original principal, unexposed to losses going forward caused by a downturn. We all know one bad day on Wall Street can wipe out months or even years the financial growth in a traditional investment account, not so in a principal protection account issued through Asset Growth Associates. So, if security is more important to you than speculation, you owe it to yourself to learn more about principal protection accounts issued through our work at Asset Growth Associates. We now have offices in Dallas, Houston, and Beaumont. These specialized plans are indexed to the financial markets, such as the S&P 500, the NASDAQ 100, and other indices, and are capable of earning market-linked returns without exposure to loss caused by a downturn on Wall Street. By weaving in a portion of the nest egg into principal protection along with a traditional investment strategy, designed by a computer-driven program with a high probability of achieving a desired outcome, you can make it and be safe while you're doing it. We can help our clients enjoy both cash flow to live on and also continue to grow an estate. It's what we do at Asset Growth Associates. Before we open an account, we ask our clients to answer some questions in our Riskalyze computer program. The computer then provides a risk number between 1 and 99, which is then compared to your current portfolio to see if you are indeed investing according to your risk tolerance. And the computer program takes potential ups and downs into consideration when building the program and provides a probability of an outcome based on a risk number that it assigns to you. With both principal protection and traditional investing weaved together, we can show a high probability of an outcome, and then we can compare that to your present plan and see if there's a difference or if action should be taken on your part. Did you write the phone number down yet? Here it is again, 1-866-728-3697. 1-866-728-3697, or interested parties can reach us online at SaveMyRetirement.com. Either way, put you in touch with us. The object is to have a dignified and comfortable retirement. To take the quiz before you call us for an appointment, we want you to log on to another website we have. It's called WhatIsMyRiskNumber.com. If you log on to that site, you answer a few questions and then call us. You call, once again, the number's 1-866-728-3697, or simply dial 1-866-SAVE-MY-RETIREMENT. The Biden administration is becoming a clear and present danger to our American way of life in more ways than one, including financial security. People like Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, AOC, and others want more of what belongs to you and your family, and they want to use it to squander on people who are not even Americans. Now is the time to prepare and, you know, wait until, you know, got to prepare because the storm will eventually pass. I honestly believe that, but you could get a lot of damage in the meantime. 1-866-728-3697 will put interested parties in touch with us. So you call us now or log on to SaveMyRetirement.com and learn more about us.
WhatIsMyRiskNumber.com. You visit WhatIsMyRiskNumber.com. You obtain a number between 1 and 99. It quantifies your risk tolerance. And typically that, you know, most of the time, some of the times it doesn't. Most of the time it lines up with what you are doing in your current portfolio. We can immediately stress test that model portfolio based on the risk number and tell you what it would look like if we had another 2008. I know you've gone through it before, ladies and gentlemen. I know how upsetting it was to see, you know, 30, 40, 50% loss in your portfolio. It could happen again. It could happen again. The New Zealand Central Bank just raised interest rates. Is inflation coming?
It's already here.
I know, but from their point of view, they say, is inflation coming? We're already about a 10% clip right now. But they'll admit to like 4%. They won't admit to 10%, but that's where we are. You go to the grocery store, you see exactly where you are. You have to be in the market to stay ahead of inflation, but you have to do it smartly, shrewdly. You have to do it where you're not risking your principal. You're only risking your rate of return. And that's what principal protection is. We can show you how that works. We can show it how it can work for you. Make it part of your portfolio, ladies and gentlemen. Visit SaveMyRetirement.com. Get your risk number, WhatIsMyRiskNumber.com, or just bypass all that and call us and let's have a sit down. 409-840-6900, local to Beaumont. Toll free, 1-866-SAVE-MY-RETIREMENT. That's 1-866-728-3697. 1-866-SAVE-MY-RETIREMENT. Give us a call. Can't say this enough. You'll be very glad that you did, especially if bumbling Mr. Magoo continues on his path. God, it's so disrespectful. I'm sorry, Mr. President. I'm sorry, Mr. President. All right, back after this. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Todd Hickman, and along with Gene Valerani, we appreciate you listening each and every weekend where we try to bring you the latest and greatest in financial news and political commentary. Gene and I would love to hear from you this week. Give us a call at our office, 409-840-6900. Toll free, 1-866-728-3697. That's 1-866-SAVE-MY-RETIREMENT. And don't forget to find out your risk number. Visit whatismyrisknumber.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is becoming very obvious that the Biden administration is deceiving we the people. The lie about their $3.5 trillion spending plan costing nothing is, plain and simple, an outright lie. Not only will the cost of our daily needs increase due to the reduced buying power of our dollars, we will also encounter more mandates from the federal government in its attempt to exercise more control over our daily lives. Freedom of speech, the right to redress our grievances peacefully, and any other freedoms we take for granted in our daily lives is now under threat by the continued communist encroachment into the Democrat Party. When the people fear the government, it is tyranny. When the government fears the people, it is freedom. Communism has found a home not only in the Democrat Party, but more specifically these days in the Biden administration. With leadership, ladies and gentlemen, leadership and authority comes, when you have leadership and authority, with it comes responsibility, even when we read the Bible in the New Testament. Mark chapter 10, verse 45, we learn, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. Jesus said, leaders are servants first. He taught his disciples not to emulate the leaders of the world who exercise authority over the people. Instead, he told all of us, in order to become leaders, we must first become servants. And Jesus always emphasized the importance of understanding people without seeking to control them. The people running the federal government these days need to be reminded they're supposed to be working for we the people and stop trying to control us. And if you don't believe me, ask Jesus. He can be found throughout the New Testament.
Well, there. They can't help themselves. They have a higher moral authority in their ideas, according to them, and they know better. They're smarter, they're more caring, they're more loving, and therefore you need to get out of the way. You need to open up your billfold and let them do what they need to do for your own benefit. And that's how they think. That's how they think, and that's how they justify their tyranny. I'm Todd Hickman. We'll see you next week. God bless you.
This is Gene. God bless you, and God bless all freedom-loving Americans.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.